Yes, good evening. My name is Tony Cullen from Opinion Research. And today we're talking to people in your area about local issues. And your opinions are needed, okay? This survey is very quick and confidential. Are you registered to vote at this address in Colorado?
Yeah.
Okay, and are you registered as a Democrat, Republican, or Independent?
Independent,
okay. All right, and this November there will be an election for U.S. President and other service and other offices. How certain are you to vote? Would that be very certain, somewhat certain, or not certain to vote?
Somewhat certain,
okay. All right, ma'am, first of all, how would you rate the job Cherry Creek School District does providing a quality education to its students? Would that be excellent, good, not so good, or poor?
I don't know. I don't have any children.
Okay. All right, man. Do you think that overall level property taxes Colorado homeowners pay are much too high, somewhat high, about right, or probably a little low given the quality of level of services provided?
Much too high.
Okay, much too high. All right, ma'am, the school district you live in, Cherry Creek School District, is considering asking voters in the upcoming November 2024 elections to approve two ballot issues. Okay, first, Cherry Creek School District may ask voters to approve a property tax meal levy increase to pay for the following. Raising teachers' pay to keep CCSD competitive in recruiting and retaining teachers. Hiring more mental health professionals to meet increasing demand for services, hiring more teachers to enhance student-focused learning, and increasing school security staff to help keep students safe. Okay, to pay for all this, would you vote yes or no for a $30 million school meal levy? Increase of the cost of 56 cents per month in a higher property taxes, you know, about $6.70 per year for every 100,000 home value. Yes or no?
No.
Okay. All right, ma'am. The second ballot issue would be, you know, a school bond to provide new funds to increase the school security, construct new school buildings, make repairs and renovation in existing schools, as well as replace aging buildings and expand technical skill training to prepare students to fill today high-paying and demand jobs. Would you vote yes or no on a $950 million bond to meet all of this needs to increase property taxes by $2.44 per month, equal to $29 a year, you know, per 100 assessed home value. Yes or no?
No.
Okay. All right, man, knowing that a smaller bond means, you know, fewer school building projects than a larger bond, would you vote yes or no for a Cherry Creek School District bond at a cost of $2.29 per month, equal to $27.50 a year in increased taxes for every $100,000 of home value?
No.
No, okay. All right, ma'am, lastly on this topic, if the Cherry Creek School District says it could meet all of its needs for school building repairing and replacements, expanded space to meet demand for technical job skill training and school security needs, as well as hire more teachers, mental health professionals, and school security staff, plus increase teacher's pay, at a combined cost of $3 a month equal to $36 a year for every $100,000 of home value, would you vote yes or no on this CCSD property tax increase?
No.
Okay. All right, ma'am. Following up, opponents, you know, to this increasing ballot issue might say the following. Property taxes in Colorado are continually going up and are just too high. We should reject increasing them any further. For Cherry Creek schools when they already have enough money. Wasteful, high administration overhead costs and low performing schools. Do you strongly agree, somewhat agree, somewhat disagree, or strongly disagree with this opponent's statement?
Yes.
How would that be, strongly agree or just somewhat agree?
Somewhat agree.
Somewhat agree. Okay, thank you. All right, ma'am, and lastly, here are some statements of supporters of passing Cherry Creek school district ballot measures might give, you know, as reasons to vote yes. Please rate each is either very persuasive, somewhat persuasive, or not at all persuasive reason to vote yes to raise property taxes to fund projects and improvements at CCSD schools. Okay, adding more mental health professionals to meet the growing demand for services will help thousands of more students cope with today's pressure and be safer, more productive learners. Would that be very persuasive, somewhat persuasive, or not persuasive?
Somewhat.
Somewhat. Okay, school buildings that are 30, 40, or 50 years old need to be maintained, you know, refreshed and renovated just like any home or property at that age. Otherwise, they deteriorate and become more costly to repair or require full replacement in the future. Very persuasive, somewhat, or not?
What did you say?
Was that statement very persuasive, somewhat persuasive, or not persuasive?
Somewhat persuasive.
Okay, the other one says passing, you know, the mill levy ballot issue means being able to increase teachers and staff pay so that Cherry Creek is able to stay ahead of competing neighboring school districts in keeping our quality teachers. This also reduces the cost of having to hire and train new teachers while adequately staffing our schools to meet student needs. Would that be very persuasive, somewhat, or not persuasive?
Not persuasive.
Okay. CCSD has a tradition of excellence in public education and status as one of the best schools districts in the state. Voters should continue to support the district's bond measures and building projects as a way to stay ahead of neighboring districts such as Douglas County, Aurora, and Denver, who are asking their voters this November to approve a totally nearly $3 billion in school improvements. Very persuasive, somewhat, or not persuasive?
Not persuasive.
Okay, and despite, you know, recent increases in property taxes, state funding has simultaneously been reduced for kindergarten to 12th grade schools. And it's, you know, it's up to Cherry Creek voters to approve this year's ballot issue if they want to improve their school buildings or raise teachers' pay. Very persuasive, somewhat, or not persuasive?
Not persuasive.
Not persuasive. Okay, continual security upgrades are necessary at all schools these days to keep, you know, our kids safe and secure. Very persuasive, somewhat, or not persuasive?
Not persuasive.
Okay, passing the bond provides, you know, the funding for CCSD to design, develop, and launch a first of its kind inspiring education, educator program. This program is a strategic investment in the future for Cherry Creek, and it will support the recruitment, professional development, and retention of the very best teacher educators. By doing so, it will ensure that Cherry Creek maintains its excellence in education for years to come, providing, you know, a secure and a stable educational environment for our students. Very persuasive. Somewhat or not persuasive?
Not persuasive.
Okay, and the last one says, expanding Cherry Creek Innovation Campus and skills training will provide more students a career pathway for certification to a high-paying and demand jobs, you know, such as those in healthcare, aerospace, culinary arts, construction trades, and other that demand technology skills. This not only provides skilled workers needed today in the Denver Metro, but turns the students into productive taxpaying citizens. very persuasive, somewhat, or not persuasive?
Somewhat persuasive.
Somewhat. Okay. All right, ma'am. We almost almost done with this survey. I really appreciate your time and help. Okay. Okay. After hearing all this information, okay, if the Cherry Creek School District said it could meet all of its needs for school building repairs and replacement, expanded space to meet demand for technical job skill training and school security needs, as well as hire more teachers, mental health professionals, and other security staff, plus increase teachers' pay, at a combined cost of $3 equal to $36 a year for every $100,000 of home value, would you vote yes or no on this CCSD property tax increase?
Yeah.
Okay. All right, ma'am, and just the last few questions are just for statistical purpose. What is your gender?
Female.
Okay, thank you. And what is your age? Okay, you from 18 to 39, 40 to 54, 55 to 64, or 65 and up?
65 and up.
Okay, 65, right?
Yeah.
Okay, thank you. All right, ma'am, do you have any children 18 or under?
No.
And do you have any grandchildren who attend Cherry Creek School District? School district. Okay, no. All right, ma'am, and just to make sure that we have a representative sample, could you please tell me your race?
Black.
Okay,
black.
Black.
Okay. Black race.
Black, you say, right? Or African-American?
Yeah.
Okay. All right, ma'am. Well, this this concludes our survey. Thank you very much for your time and your participation in this survey, okay? You have a great evening.
Okay, bye-bye.
Bye-bye.